WEZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Saturday's announcement for President-elect Trump that he has chosen Brooke Rollins to serve as Secretary of Agriculture means that he's selected his entire cabinet. But Democratic Senator Amy Klobuchar of Minnesota tells ABC's This Week there's the risk of a delay in getting them confirmed since the transformation has not agreed to FBI background checks.
If they keep delaying on these background checks, we will have a delay in getting these cabinet officials in, and I don't want to have a delay. I want to have the hearings. I want to make a decision on each one of them on the merits, as I've done in the past, and I can't do that without the background checks.
Some Republicans have floated the idea of recess appointments that would allow the president to appoint someone to serve for up to 2 years without a Senate vote. The TSA estimates it's going to screen more than 18 million air travelers through next Monday, but warns of staffing shortages that could cause delays. The weather could also be a factor. There are more than 500 delays today. This is ABC News.
I'm James Kelly with WBZH News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WBZH website at buzzofthenorth.com.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. November is Military Family Appreciation Month, and moving from military service into the workforce can be a tough transition, both for the service member and their family. Simone Perez reports.
About 200,000 service members a year transition from active duty to civilian life, and many experience rescinded offers, underemployment, or inadequate preparation for their transition. Jonathan Pride from NPower, an organization that provides skill training to veterans and their families, says uncertainty is one of their biggest challenges in the transition.
A lot of the time, it's the only job they've ever had, and so they don't know how their skills will translate on the other side with corporations and partners and employers. Trying to translate their skills and their experiences into a resume, I think, is one of the hardest things.
The National Veterans Training Institute found that veteran unemployment dropped by more than 3% in 2023. But Pride says veterans also run into what he calls the paper ceiling, a barrier that keeps workers without college degrees from getting higher-wage jobs. Given the frequency of moves, service members often don't finish their schooling in one place. Price says many times they leave the military with some college or maybe a couple classes away from a degree.
When an employer has a paper ceiling in place where the minimum expectation is a college degree, sometimes that disqualifies many qualified veterans and veteran spouses who could do very well in these roles, but because they don't have a college degree, they're barred from entry into that employer.
Pride says NPower looks past the degree requirements to work directly with employers to place veterans in apprenticeships. That way they can learn on the job, pursue an education, and earn a paycheck. I'm Simone Perez. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
And this is Civic Media News. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
The Bucks make it three in a row. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks with a 125-119 win over the Hornets. Milwaukee's now won three in a row, five of their last six, despite the Hornets, LaMelo Ball scoring 50 points. Bucks head coach Doc Rivers.
Listen, this was going to be a hard game. You know, the way I looked at it, through the schedule, your last game at home, playing a back-to-back at home, I did not want to put Giannis back in the game, but we had to, with five or whatever left. But I'm just happy we won the game, and we'll fix the other stuff.
College hoops, the Badgers men's team facing Pittsburgh today in their tournament in Orlando. Marquette remains undefeated after beating the Georgia Bulldogs 80-69. College football, Wisconsin losing at Nebraska 44-25. The Badgers moved the ball at the start of the game but missed two field goals.
Yeah, those are the things on the road you just can't have happen. You got to find ways, and that was definitely not one of the things that helped us.
That's Badgers head coach Luke Fickle. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Cloudy skies, east winds, and highs near 40 degrees today. Tonight, we'll see snow developing. It could briefly have a little rain with it as well. Lows in the upper 20s. On Monday, a rain-snow mix, mid-30s. Any kind of accumulation under an inch.
Right now, it's 31. Deer Hunters Roundup is back on WBZH. Hi, everybody. Join me, Joel Karnick, along with Greg Gunderson and a cast of thousands. It's live and it's local. Tune in starting this Saturday, November 23rd at 6 p.m. live right here on the Buzz of the North. You can call, text, or email with your deer hunting camp info. We're giving away thousands of dollars in prizes, so don't miss it. This is a live show with your calls and stories. The Deer Hunters Roundup, live and local, weeknight, 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. during the 9-day gun deer season right here on the Buzz of the North.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Earl Ingram.
Don from Milwaukee.
I enjoy your show. Right now, at a time like this, you are great therapy for me. I don't know what I'd do without you guys.
We enjoy you as well. That's the importance of civic media and this platform. And Sandy and I take this seriously. We're going to continue to do whatever it is we can to make sure that people like you continue to get your voices heard.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Dom Salvia.
Next time, former Wisconsin gubernatorial candidate Tim Michaels turns down a Trump cabinet position. Is he lazy or just against divesting? Also, MTG claims subpoena power. Who's she coming after? Tune in.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays 4 till 6. Health and Human Services and the Ad Council. Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
The music of the stars back on for our final hour on this Sunday. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. I'm Lou Regani and the music of the stars. Dmitri Tiomkin. From Angel on My Shoulder.
But a warm and tender love.
That is Shelby Flint.
Comedian George Wallace and Marty Saint. And now, here's Johnny.
I'm just number one on your list of things to be thankful for. let us bow our heads and ask the prayer. Thank the Lord for the jokes we are about to receive. I couldn't even get the benediction out, could I? Now, before I start the show, first of all, happy Thanksgiving. Thank you for coming. I mean that. Now, this is a good chance to set the record straight. Do you notice who's working on a holiday while David Letterman, Bill Cosby, Bob Newhart, John Davidson, and David Brenner are home with their families? I'm here. That's right. Of course, I only work holidays. That's it. Hey, you sound in a good mood. Have you had your Thanksgiving dinner already, or are you going to do it later? Okay, all right. Anyway, Ed is back in New York. Did the Thanksgiving Day Parade today?
Oh, yeah.
What?
Macy's Day Parade.
Macy's Day Parade. Doc is over here, and Mr. Excitement. The only man I know who on Thanksgiving asks for brown meat. All right, Tom.
Good.
You know, I'm from the Midwest. You know that. You're up from Oregon. Right. Don't you get wax sentimental this time of the year and get homesick?
Yes.
Yeah, I do. My memories take me back to the plains of Nebraska, where I grew up as a youth. That's right. And I can never forget a girl I went with and met there at Thanksgiving. She was an Indian girl. Yeah, they have a lot of Indians back in Nebraska. Princess Dying Rabbit. Never forget. No, today the entire Carson family gathered at my home for it was kind of like a Norman Rockwell portrait of Thanksgiving. You know, we had the turkey, the pumpkin pie, cranberry sauce, the elderberry wine. Kids at one table, the adults sitting at the other table. I heard it was fun. I was at the Mom Maison with Swifty Lazars, so I missed it, but I understand it was a lot of fun. See, my turkey is coming earlier than I thought.
Bob Hope and Rosie Clooney, an Oscar-winning song, 1938.
Thanks for the memory of sentimental verse. Nothing in my purse, and chuckles when the preacher said, for better or for worse.
How lovely it was. Thanks for the memory of Schubert's serenade, little things of jade, and traffic jams and anagrams and bills we never paid.
How lovely it was. We who could laugh over big things were parted by only a slight thing.
I wonder if we did the right thing. Oh, well, that's life, I guess.
I love your dress.
Do you?
It's pretty.
Thanks for the memory of faults that you forgave, rainbows on a wave,
and stockings in the basin when a fellow needs a shave.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for the memory of tinkling temple bells, alma mater yell.
And Cuban rum and towels from the very best hotels.
Oh, how lovely it was. Thanks for the memory of cushions on the floor, hashed with Dinty Moore. That pair of gay pajamas that you bought and never wore.
Say, by the way, whatever became of those pajamas?
Huh? We said goodbye with a highball.
Then I got as high as a steeple.
Did you?
But we were intelligent people.
No tears, no fuss. Hooray for us. Strictly entre darling, how are you?
And how are all those little dreams that never did come true?
Awfully glad I met you.
Cheerio and toodaloo.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Shirley Ross had the part originally in 1938, and Bob Hope with Rosie Clooney that time around. It's a breakup song. I have to tell you, I'm a big fan of Mom, Pa Kettle. Percy Kilbride, great actor. He played a villain in a couple movies you've forgotten. You just want to remember him as Pa. Here's Pa at the sermon, giving a message on his thoughts on life from Mom, Pa Kettle. Here you go.
I don't know how to preach a sermon. I can't quote from scriptures. Although I know all the words, I wouldn't know how to put them together. But I can speak from my heart. I can say how thankful I am that I have Ma and my kids. I'm thankful for the food we get and the clothes we wear. A lot of folks are always asking God for something and instead of being thankful for what they've got. I figure if he wants you to have it, it'll come because you deserve it. He gave us the mountains, the trees, the water, and the fertile land. Gave men the ability to make things and grow things. He put gold and silver, coal and oil under the ground. All man has to do is dig them up. Why, I figure that he kind of wants you to help yourself a little. He don't want to do it all. If I found out right now there was oil under my land, would I be lazy? No, sir. Right away, I'd get geared up and crowbar to start digging an oil well. The whole world could be a better place to live in if everybody would do like I do. Each morning when I wake up, I say, I thank you, God, for letting me live to see another day. And at night when I go to bed, I say, dear God, please let me live to see another tomorrow so I can prove to you that I can be a better man than I have been today. Amen.
Every doubt will fly. Now Dinah Shore and the chorus join to bring us an Irving Berlin song inspired by the American spirit of Thanksgiving.
So good.
You never had it 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 so good, sister. Miles of happy faces,
stars.
Different styles and races. Still, we're one big neighborhood.
You never, I mean never, ever had it so good. So good. So good.
Ice cream on your apple pie.
That's good.
Mountain streams and fish to fry.
Yum, yum.
That's good.
Flag that you can wave about.
That's good.
A mind that you can speak right out. That's good. That's good.
What our forefathers said still goes. Any American knows.
You never had it so good.
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 You never had it so good, sister. Miles of happy faces,
style.
Different styles and races.
Still, we're one big neighborhood.
You never, I mean never, ever had it so good. So good, so good, so good.
The corn upon the Kansas plain.
That's good.
That's good.
And frozen foods in cellophane.
That's good.
That's good.
A hot dog in a bleacher seat.
That's good.
A town hall where the people meet.
That's good.
That's good.
Old John Hancock, he said it fine.
He put it right on the line. You never had it so good, mister. You never had it so good. You never had it so good, sister. Miles of happy faces, different styles and races. Still, we're one big neighborhood.
You never, I mean never, ever had it so good. So good, so good, so good.
Not ever.
That's the maid, dear, and I understand she sleeps in.
Well, that's not very funny, Al.
Oh, Tom, you have been asking for it. The whole town's talking.
I love your new uniform. What do you wear on your day off? Eleanor, we're going to have to get rid of Sadie the Scrubber. This, ladies and gentlemen, is what I call a maid.
There are those who require alcohol to give them courage. I'm not one of them. Is it dry enough? Please, Senor.
You'll think of an answer in the morning, dear.
What she gets so mad about? She must be used to it by now.
You better get off the boat. Carolyn, I'll take you to the country club in my car.
Tom.
Now, don't you want to go with me?
Not until you grow up. I know Alan's had a few, but what do you expect people to think about the girl?
What do you think, Carolyn? Thank you. Thank you. And good night, ladies and gentlemen.
Here's Cary Grant.
It's Christmas Eve, and you are asleep, my little one. This is such a special night for you. And for me. For you, because you will awaken to a joyful morning, filled with wonderful surprises, and all the things our love can do to delight you. There's a shining Christmas tree, and a doll, a music box, and some toys. And for me, because I will watch your happiness. All this joy we will share because of the birthday of the Christ child, who taught us that in loving and giving, we find our own happiness, and that angels do watch over us. Angels bless you, little one. While you're fast asleep, you'll awake to dancing toys, candy canes, Christmas joys. And I pray your whole life through, angels will watch over you. Loving you the way I do. My little one, sleep well. Loving you the way I do. Oh, my dear little one, sleep well. Merry Christmas.
Once again, Shelby Flint.
I will love you.
Here's to you. Chin chin, my friend. And Dean Skoll, too. A votre santé. All life through. And via con Dios.
God go with you. Good times, my friend. Shalom, shalom. Bless your family. And bless your home. Ciao.
Viva.
Pace.
Salut.
Nostrovia.
Rosi.
Lachaim.
Rigi.
Yassi.
Schlante.
Kampai. Kung Hee Fat Joy. And Auld Lang Syne. My friend, here's to you.
The music of the stars. Here's Doris Day. Happy Thanksgiving. From all of us here at the Civic Media Radio Network.
Bless this house, O Lord, we pray. Make it safe by night and day. Bless these walls so firm and stout, keeping want and trouble out. Bless the roof and chimneys tall. Let thy peace lie over all. Bless this door that it may prove ever open to joy and love.
And Kate Smith. the stars.
When you walk through a storm, keep your chin up high and don't be afraid of the dark. At the end of the storm is a golden sky and the sweet silver song of a lark. Walk on through the wind, walk on through the rain, though your dreams be tossed and blown. Walk on with hope in your heart, and you'll never walk alone. You'll never walk alone.
And now the three tenors.
When you walk through a storm, all you have to fight and don't be afraid. The end of the storm is a golden sky and the sweet silver song of the lark. For those that we, for those that we are in dream before. Don't be afraid of the dark. At the end of a storm is a golden sky and the sweet silver song of the lark. Oh, that we
I've got plenty to be thankful for.
Are you kidding?
I haven't got a great big yacht to sail from shore to shore. Still, I've got plenty to be thankful for.
You're loaded, Dad.
I've got plenty to be thankful for.
Like what?
No private car, no caviar, no carpet on my floor. Still, I've got plenty to be thankful for.
You know, you're better off than I am.
I've got eyes to see with.
You need glasses.
Ears to hear with.
Or fly with.
Arms to hug with. Lips to kiss with. Someone to adore.
You're a little flat, too.
How could anybody ask for more? My needs are small. I buy them all at the 5 and 10 cent store.
Sing it.
Oh, I've got plenty to be thankful for.
Why, you ain't at a bite.
I'm pouting, maybe. Who is this?
That's Mr. Jones.
Jonesy? I'm sorry. I knew him too well.
But you got to eat. The trouble ain't with that turkey, Mr. Jim. It's you.
I feel all right. I'm riding high, baby.
Well, why you close the inn and sit around like a jellyfish with the misery? Because a slicker stole your gal, and you ain't got fight enough to get her back. Oh, excuse me, Mr. Jim, but...
Well, I tried to keep her here.
What kind of keeping is that? Nothing but tricks. If you went to Hollywood and told Miss Linda how much you loves her and misses her and told her that the way a lady likes to hear it told, I'll bet you she'd be the quickest ex-movie star that ever exed.
You're crazy, Mamie.
I'm crazy. I knows Miss Linda. I knows her like I knows my own kids. Why, she ain't the fancy type no more than you are. What she wants is what you got right here. But women has to have them things told to them the right way. You could melt her heart right down to butter if you'd only turn on the heat.
Well, maybe you don't try to take a fella's gal away from him after he's bought the ring. Or as I recall, do you?
Now you are talking.
Sure, women has to be told things the right way.
Yes,
you
sir.
Are never far away from me. When we part, I hold your memory. You linger in my dreams when day has flown. And through the lonely night, I'm not alone. And when people care as you and I, there's no sadness in the word goodbye. Because you're always in my heart, my friends.
Far away from me.
Thanksgiving has been. It just flew by, didn't it? It's this week. That's right. But November is gone. Well, almost. All right. Let's get serious. Happy Thanksgiving. From all of us here at Civic Media, I'm Lou Regani. Keep your dreams alive, everybody. And reach for the stars.
Because you're always in my heart, my love. Wherever I may be, you are never far away from me.
The music of the stars. Next Sunday, more of the music of the stars. Right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. If you want to hear something we did today, I suggest downloading the Civic Media app or civicmedia.us. All our programs are categorized, and you'll see them when you click in, civicmedia.us. Thank you for being here. I'm Lou Regani. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
This is the Buzz of the North, WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.